is the Todd and Friends podcast.
I don't like to waffle on predictions. That doesn't mean I always hope I'm right.
Oh, what's he going to do? Oh, come on.
I'm with you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Todd, I knew we'd agree on something here.
From the KWLM Sports Studio.
Hey, I'm Todd Brigeth. Thanks for joining us once again for the podcast today. It is brought to you by Granite Bank in Spicer and Cold Spring, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC, and of course, a member of Granite Bank in Spicer and Cold Spring is our friend Jeff Ash. You know, it's nice when you come to the podcast, Jeff, you bring the money.
Hey, I'm glad it worked out.
Yes.
I'm excited that my new employer is going to sponsor, and it's been a great transition so far. They've been super supportive, and I think they'll be a great sponsor for our show.
Super.
And like we always joke a little bit, and I did tell them, too. I said I'm always kind of surprised the number of people that just in passing,
yeah.
And it's always in different settings, too. You know, it isn't like I go back to the office and somebody comes in and says, yeah. Oh, I saw your – but it's like I'm after church people. I have a number of people that usually say, hey, I listened to your podcast today.
Yeah.
Or people say, hey, on the drive, I listened to your podcast today. I woke up on last week it was snow, right? Yeah. So we were talking about chirping in the dugout, which you can respect.
Yep, yep.
And I made a couple side comments on that. And then one of my old teammates, John Ramble, I got
sure.
a text Saturday morning. I wake up to it. He goes, enjoyed listening to the podcast. And then he made some he knew exactly what I was talking about and
yeah.
kind of who.
Oh, so. He knew the story.
He knew the story yeah. without me saying names or anything.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
So just stuff like that is kind of neat and makes it fun to do and when you least expect it, somebody makes a comment about it. So it has been a really cool thing. It's fun to be able to talk a little bit. And part of it is that I enjoy it. I mean, I'm comfortable doing it, and I just – there's tons to talk about when it comes to the sports role. Like we said, this
yeah.
is an exciting time of the year. It seems like we say that a lot, though.
Yeah.
We just like sports.
Right. right? So it's always an exciting
there's always
time.
Something. There's always something.
That's right.
I mean, my brain is spinning right now because a lot of times – we don't do as much prep as maybe we should sometimes. You know, yeah. like what should we talk
well,
about?
Well, I do prep all the time, all day long.
Yeah, you're talking sports all the time.
Yes.
But for the
yes.
actual content. And I'm thinking of all the different things we could probably talk about. But there's a lot of good stuff going on, especially just in our state right now.
Yeah, so. Yeah, that's right. So, yeah, I'm prepping all the time, Jeff. Now,
I know.
You
I
have,
mean
you
that.
Have other more important things maybe to do. This is kind of fun
yeah.
for you. This
yeah.
is my job.
That's
so.
True.
So I'd better
that's
be
true.
Maybe a little more prepared than you
yep.
guys are on
so
this
that
one.
That was not an insult to you
no.
At all.
No, no.
Nothing like that.
No, no. So, you know, baseball, you talked about Brooks season is kind of,
yeah.
you get to May and already you can kind of see the end of the JUCO college baseball season.
Yeah, he literally, mom sent a text or group text to the two of us and said, you have 8 days of class left, Brooks.
Wow.
And then he's graduated. He's got a job with Wilmer Electric.
Oh, sweet.
So he's going to be around locally, which I'm feeling pretty happy
awesome.
About the fact that he's going to probably come and move home for a little while. So
yeah.
kind of, and you feel, it feels weird for me going through and we've chronicled my kids and the, you know, the ages and the 4 years,
sure.
but it's, how many years have we done this podcast now?
Five, I think.
Okay. Cause yep. I think I
started felt, just before the pandemic.
I felt like Carter was in
yeah.
college yet
yeah.
playing for the Mavs. So
I
we've
think
kinda
he was.
Gone through
yep.
that, but the point that I was making is Brooks is going to graduate now. Piper is graduating this spring too.
Yeah.
And is in like her fifth year. And B is only 20 years old.
Yeah.
So for him, it was like, okay, yes, you're getting this big boy job and everything, but you probably should have a couple years of growing up. And, you
sure.
know, 'cause that's what college is. In the first couple years, you don't know what you're doing yet. You're
yeah.
wet behind the ears and screwing around, and, you know,
yeah.
your head is kind of spinning. And
yeah.
it's not until the last couple years where you're kind of like, oh, okay, yeah, I got to kind of get this figured out, right?
I didn't figure anything out till I was 30. So,
okay.
you know,
yeah.
he's ahead of
so
I was.
Point made.
Yeah.
But point
yeah.
made, kind of, because he. His cousin said, oh, you can live with me. And I was like, geez, you know,
yeah.
how about we save some money and, you
yeah.
know, have some good talks about your money and what are we going to do with it? Because he's excited, of course.
Yeah.
A lot of times those guys that go to tech, it's right away like, ooh, new pickup,
yeah.
new stuff I can get. But, hey, if you're working and making money, that's exactly the motivation.
It'll be a big shocker for him when he gets that first check and he sees how much the feds and state
yeah.
took.
Yeah, we'll have to explain that.
That'll
too.
Be
that's
a big shocker
sure.
right out of the gate
yeah.
to him.
So
yeah.
anyway, kind of got off there, first time ever. But, but yeah, so they're winding down. I think they only have two series left. They're tied for first. They kind of laid an egg against a team that didn't have any wins in the conference, which happens in baseball sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
Then they came back and won three straight. They got spanked yesterday in kind of a non-conference game against a Division II junior college team that plays more JV, you know, like college JV teams and post-grad teams and different teams like that, so you didn't really know if their record was representative, but they really hit the ball on us yesterday. And we got to move ahead to this weekend. We have a big series with Central Lakes, and then as long as we can win out, I would think we're going to get the number one seed, but you just never know what's going to happen. I always say they're kids,
and
weird things happen in baseball. If any sport, weird things happen in baseball with a guy that, you know, is struggling and all of a sudden gets hot and guys hitting.
A lot of variables.
Both ways, yeah. You're either hot and then all of a sudden, just like that, you're not.
So yeah.
It's a fun game that way, and I just genuinely love watching them play baseball. So, yeah, we got the playoffs coming up. It's going to be exciting. We'll talk about that more later. There's other stuff. So.
Yeah.
But it's an awesome time of the year, especially because I didn't freeze my butt off yesterday.
I know. Got to watch baseball and
actually
baseball
weather. Actually contemplated is a shorts, but there was a breeze, of course. But the sun being out and the grass. I drove by the course, too, out at Eagle this morning, and it's just – when I woke up, too, I said, I wish the grass could just stay this color all the time. It's just such a cool time of the year, and the vibrant green color. So.
Yeah. I played yesterday, played wretchedly, hopefully better today.
Yeah, I'm hoping to as well.
Yeah, that's right. Since we're on the baseball theme, let's talk Twins a little bit. You know, it's nice for the White Sox to come to down to provide a few wins.
Heal you up.
Because it hasn't gone very well so far this year.
No, they haven't really hit or pitched very well.
No.
I couldn't score runs, so it was kind of – I was watching two nights ago when they had a number of hits and runs in a row, and it was kind of fun. I'm like, oh, this is what it's supposed to be like, you know, where you have a rally and, you know, multiple guys come up and get on base and some extra base hits and guys are running around and scoring 3-4 runs in an inning. You're like, that was a couple games for them. So it was nice to see. Maybe the change in the weather helps them too, but I was at the Timberwolves game the other night, and when we got done with that awesome game, game two against Phoenix, when we were walking through the corridor or whatever, the parking ramp that splits the two fields, that was right when they were having that walk-off. So you could actually see it through the windows on the big screen, them all gathering at home. So it was kind of a neat time.
Yeah.
I mean, just all the people there and the excitement for Minnesota, it was a good time.
Yeah, that's right. And you went to the the playoff game here just the other night. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was a little bit on a whim. Carter texted me late on what day was it then? Monday.
Tuesday.
Yeah, Monday night late, I got a text from Carter that said, Dad, interested in the Timberwolves game. I'm like, of course I'm always interested.
Yeah.
But what does this mean?
Yeah.
Well, he goes, I maybe shouldn't have, but I bought some tickets and not finding as many guys that want to pay for the tickets, you know, so would you be interested? And I'm like,
sure.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
So long story short, end up taking Carrie and Brooke. So guess who got to pay for the majority of the tickets?
Yeah.
Some people are like, hey, how did you get tickets? And I just put $1 sign back, like, oh, you paid
right.
for them.
Yeah.
So, but it was cool. A lot of people, you know, you can always say, oh, I like sitting in my chair and I do too. I like sitting in my recliner. I like the fact that I can do what I want. And yeah, you didn't pay $300. But to be there with the energy and the electricity that was in that stadium
worth
that day.
It. Worth
oh,
it.
Man, it was fun.
Yeah.
It was so fun, and just the vibe was so cool. They do a really dang good job of getting you hyped up before the game there, I think, too. And their intros and stuff it's pretty next level.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really cool. So
it
was fun. It was a whiteout. I said the only thing, after a long day, driving down, you know, working all day, driving to the cities, everybody wants to stand the whole time.
So I know.
You're like sitting down like, all right, I want to watch this game, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez, we got to stand.
We
got to stand up just to watch this possession. Yeah. It's not even like a end of the quarter possession or it's tie
just,
game. No, it's just like the middle of the game.
But,
which was fun. I mean, and you know how when you're at games too, and then pretty soon the people around you, you know, you're kind of fans with them too. And there's just something about being there. No, it's not the cheapest thing, and it's, you know, it is a special, you know, thing to be able to do, but it's fun. And especially for the T-Wolves, you know, all the years when you think back, and it's just neat that we've got that going on right now. And,
absolutely.
And the fact that they took care of business, which I was not expecting them to win two games.
First two games. I liked
the first two, I meant.
I liked the Timberwolves in the series. I didn't know how it would go, but I liked them in the series. Mm-hmm. There were some that didn't really because they didn't play well against them in the regular season.
Right.
But, man, they flipped that script right away in
Phoenix
game one.
Phoenix was actually favorites for the series overall, but I thought they defended so dang well.
Yeah.
I thought McDaniels was awesome on KD. I mean, everything KD got, he had to work for.
Yeah.
And a lot of the stuff he worked for didn't work. I mean, he would 15. It was under 20 points, wasn't it, that he got?
Yeah.
And he had a little stretch there where he scored a few in a row. Otherwise, for about three quarters, they really held him down. And it was fun to watch that live to see, you know, like off the ball and just how they were guarding him, everything he had. And I really enjoy watching KD. KD is not, he's not every call, you know, he's got his arms up in the air, which there was a lot of that in that game. Yeah. And I'm talking Timberwolves and the other team. And there was some questionable calls, but some of that does get old, you know, every dang call, whether it's the coach, the bench, the players, you know, arms in the air after everything. Yeah. Like, could, you know, there is some contact.
Yeah, yeah.
But from that, I really appreciated watching KD. I know he's a little bit on the decline, still one of the best, but it was fun to watch how we defended. And we guard 1 through 5, and we've said that before, but we really guard.
And really, it's about 1 through 7 or 8.
Yeah, true.
Some of the guys they bring in, like Alexander Walker, man,
he had a really good game. Oh,
he's really played well.
Yes.
What a valuable guy off the bench. Naz Reid wins sixth man.
Yeah.
You know, good for him. That was great.
He's got a great following, too. Like, when you go, that's stuff you don't see on TV, like the groups of people with their flags, and there's guys with T-shirts, you know, just Naz Reid, and it's fun stuff, to be able to see.
What was great was there was two guys that looked like a father and son to me that were adult son, sitting courtside. No, it wasn't an adult son, teenager. And they had T-shirts of Devin Booker crying.
Yes, you know, I did see that, too.
You know, when Booker was standing right there, that was pretty cool. I liked that.
I did see that,
because he
too.
Is a crier. He does a lot of that.
Yep,
so.
I think there's a meme of him out there somewhere. But, that was good, too, and they showed, who's our other wide receiver? I can't think of him. Our second wide receiver.
Jordan Addison.
He was sitting on the floor right across, so then they put the camera on him, and then all of a sudden, second half, he's gone. Yeah. He probably maybe didn't like that, but it was kind of neat because I sometimes wonder, I'm sure they do, but do the people next to him even know, like, oh, that's Jordan Addison sitting there? Because it was
maybe not everybody.
It was like a mom and a son sitting next to him, you know?
Might
to be
not.
Like, yeah, oh, that's Jordan Addison.
Yeah.
I know JJ was at the game before, so. Yeah. It's kind of fun to see the
star
power.
Let me ask you this then, since you were there looking where it was A-Rod and Lori there.
Yep.
They didn't sit near Glenn Taylor.
Straight across the court from Taylor.
Yeah. Oh, they were opposite of each other.
And the WNBA gals that they drafted, they were there. So that was kind of neat to see them, too.
Oh, did they introduce them then?
They did. They introduced them. And I saw Glenn Taylor go give him a hug and a kiss, which was kind of weird. But
that is strange. Yeah.
Did he
really?
Yes.
Oh, well, Glenn's
old. They walked. They were sitting under the hoop, and they walked all the way over there. And, you know, his wife in her dress, that she's skirt dress that she always has on.
Yeah.
And then I saw him kiss her on the cheek, and I'm like, oh, okay.
All
anyway.
All right, then. Okay. Moving on.
Exactly. That's what I thought, too. Yeah. I'm glad you reacted. I'm like, is that weird?
It seems a little strange.
Yeah.
Anyway. I'm sure he meant it well, and no harm intended.
He holds the checkbook. Yeah, so.
That's right. So, you know, the Wolves just kind of, they really dominated game one. And then the second half of game two, I think it's more likely now that the Wolves sweep as opposed to it going seven games. Now, nice to have game seven at home, of course, if that would happen. Phoenix is going to stand up. I would expect him to get a win, a gentleman's sweep, they would call it, in five games. It feels like that's where we're headed.
Yeah, it'd be fun to win at home, although that would be winning at home in five, right?
Yep, game five.
Because it's 1-1-1 for the last three?
Yeah, that's right.
It's kind of weird, too.
Yeah, but I think in the finals it's now 2-3-2.
Okay.
But everything that's else, it's 2-2-1-1-1.
Yeah. I mean,
up to that.
That place is going to be hopping for the next home game, obviously, if they have one. I hope they don't, because it'd be nice to just take care of business, have that much time
move on.
Off. Yep. You know,
because Oklahoma City looks like they're going to just dispatch New Orleans.
Yeah, we're going to have
they're going to move on. Denver's up 2-0 on the Lakers, so it looks like they'll probably move on. I don't know if the Lakers can win a game.
Yeah.
The Lakers couldn't have played any better in game two, and Denver beat them anyway.
Yeah, blowing that lead.
Yeah. But nonetheless, fun to watch. And Edwards did not have a big game offensively.
I thought he was so passive. I've been to two games this year, and both games were two of his worst games as far as just production and, you know, the highlights and stuff. Because the game before, to be there live for the stuff he did in that first game, that would have been pretty epic to see. But he didn't do a lot of that. It wasn't like he had a bad game. It's just like he wasn't involved.
They defended him differently. I watched a lot of video on it. This Dane Moore posts a lot of video, and he shows how they just forced him to give up the ball. They attacked him with two defenders all the time. So
he had like 6, 7, 8 assists.
Yeah,
I know.
8 assists and 1 turnover, which is a great number for him. So and he impacted the game defensively. He was outstanding, rebounding, assisting.
Yep.
So he was kind of forced to. They defended
him. He had some nice block shots, too, that were crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, him and Cat, I think they combined for like 5 points at halftime, didn't they?
Not
so
much.
You're feeling pretty good down by 1 at half and haven't got anything. I thought Cat really stepped up in the second half. There was things he did. I thought he was very
intentional. We didn't play much the first half. He's
right,
because
of fouls. He had a nice little stretch there where it was kind of about him, and he got us back in the game and even maybe took the lead, I think, with what he was doing. So, yeah, it was a fun time.
Game three tomorrow night. By the way, thanks for coming in on Thursday, Jeff.
Absolutely.
Mike Grimm had to move back a day, so we appreciate that. The draft tonight, first round, 2 and 3 tomorrow, then the rest on Saturday. You know, I don't know what's going to happen. Mark Craig of the Star Tribune, he's saying Vikings will trade up to number 5 and get J.J. McCarthy. Ben Gessling is saying he believes the Vikings will do all they can to move up to 3 and get Drake May. And failing that, they'd take him, they'd trade up to 4 and get J.J. McCarthy. Our man Jim Suhan is saying he thinks McCarthy's a media creation and wouldn't take him higher than about the 23rd pick in the draft. I think that's a little negative toward McCarthy. But I don't know. It'll be fun to watch. That's the great thing is they've been talking about the Vikings so much on the national talk shows. They're really going to be the team to watch.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I know Adam Schefter had a post yesterday, and it was basically about the Vikings being the most – I think he might have used the word desperate as far as motivated to really, but also have the most skin, like they can do as much. And then it was between them and the Giants moving into that third spot is what he was talking about. And he said the Giants, it was a different situation with them. I can't remember what it was, if they had, what the word he used, you know, because it was more like desperate was the word I thought he used for the Vikings. Like they're, you know, antsy to get to that spot. And the Giants, I don't know if it was need or what it was exactly. Because we don't really have the need as much, I think, with Darnold there for – I mean, I know, but just for right this second, you could definitely make a case that, well, let's see what next year brings, or let's try to see what who's there. You know, I don't know.
Yeah. But I can't wait.
It's just so
– next year's QB draft class is not anywhere near this.
Oh, I'm sure.
This is the year. And these guys have been prepping for this for 2 years.
Yeah.
They've said when they took over, they immediately began scouting this year's QB draft class. First, they knew they had Kirk Cousins and they were good with him. But secondly, they look ahead. They look 3-4 years ahead, especially when it comes to quarterbacks, and start scouting them. And the Vikings,
there's no question.
I don't think it's a huge coincidence that they brought Josh McCown on this year, because he coached Drake May in high school. I think that's cause and effect there. They want to influence Drake May if they can. Hey, we've got your high school coach that we know he got along with. So,
what about the trade with the Chargers? Does that have any possibilities?
That's the 5 pick. 3 is New England. That would be Drake May. You don't get up to 3, you're probably not getting Drake May. 4 is Arizona. They don't need a quarterback. Neither do the Chargers at 5. The Giants scare me because they have the 6th pick. So that's not moving back very far for the 4 or the 5. They could still get whoever they wanted.
And that makes more sense if they wanted to trade up, too, to have that pick to be able to offer. It gives them way more weight that
way. It does, except the Vikings have the extra pick. I'm hoping that plays into it.
Back to the Chargers, though, because that would be where they trade away their quarterback to us, their current quarterback.
No, it would be they would trade out and we would select whoever at that spot.
I thought maybe
I've heard that rumor that Justin Herbert could go to the Vikings if they decide to trade there, and Justin Jefferson would then go to the Chargers.
Oh, I thought, I didn't know that piece.
Yeah, that was the part of it that, that if there's a trade between those two, it would be the Vikings getting Herbert, not moving up, trading Justin Jefferson, and maybe giving up a first-round pick as well as Jefferson for Herbert. Herbert is coming off a broken hand that was pretty significant that he had to have multiple surgeries on to fix. Plus, you don't save money on his rookie contract. He's going into where you're going to start having to pay him real money, not this year, but the year after that. So I'm not really in favor of that. I like Justin Herbert. He's an excellent QB, but I'm not really in favor of that. Interesting, though, that's been one of the rumors that came
still
up here in the last week.
Another element out there of the whole drama of the draft.
Yeah,
I know,
that's
just, I'm trying to think back to when there was this much, and I think it this much buildup, but I think, again, like you said, it's because the Vikings are so much in the talks.
Yes, they are.
Because sometimes we're down there like, well, okay.
But they haven't drafted this high very often.
No.
You know, I mean, at 7, they got Adrian Peterson back in the day. But I don't remember, other than that.
Well, we traded them all away.
Well, they were in the top 10.
We traded them all away.
Or we finish good enough, we don't finish in the top 10 ever. You know, because the Vikings always are competitive. Never great, never bad. Always in that purgatory middle area. So, but I don't know who they're going to take. Be fun to watch anyway. Jeff, we're all out of time. Thanks so much.
All right, sounds good, Todd.
All right, Jeff Ash joining us here on the Todd and Friends podcast. It is brought to you by Jeff's Bank, Granite Bank in Spicer and Cold Spring, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Watch for future episodes of the Todd and Friends podcast at KWLM.com or on the air here at KWLM 1340 AM and 96.3 FM.